Segment number 10 in our series of discussions about writing scripts for JAWS for Windows. Last time we were using home row mode and we got lost. Remember that? The deal was there are some bugs in earlier versions of that. And we navigated clear out of the application and ended up on the start button and couldn't find our way back home because JAWS was not doing what we intended for it to do. Turns out there have been some corrections in 3.7 on that subject. I have a copy of it at work and tested some things, and it works quite a bit better. One of the things it'll do is tell you when you leave the branch of the tree for this application, and you get out to the desktop and start going down other branches, it'll let you know that you've done that. So that's rather handy since it's obviously easy to do. All of these windows in your entire system are linked together. So by crawling up the tree toward the root and then back down a different branch, you can get from anywhere to anywhere. And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not really what you want. One handy keystroke that is cool to know about and quite useful is, I don't know what they call it, but it's a rather complicated keystroke that requires several appendages to press, but you can learn certain key information about the window you're presently focused on. We know about Insert F1 that tells you basically the type. But if you press Control, Insert, and then F1, it will tell you some more information as follows.
Control ID equals 15, class equals edit, EDIT, handle equals 2548.
Control ID, class, and handle. So all of that information is right there for you. Or you can go into home row mode and use F3 to pick the one you want to hear and then press F1 to say it. If having too much stuff coming at you all at once is a bit much. And it sometimes is. You also notice that it's spelled the class there. The class is clearly a text string, and it must be spelled correctly if you're going to use it, including the case. Sometimes that's a bit tricky as well, if you don't capitalize the class name correctly when you use it. If you want to know how the home row mode does what it does, you can go into the default.jss file and do some browsing around. And, of course, before you go in there, I always suggest that you make sure you've got a good copy of it somewhere in case you bump a text key and enter some character into that file that makes it no longer compile. It can sometimes be hard to find. So get a copy of that before you muck around with default.jss. Then go in there and use your Control L to get a list of all of the scripts, and type util, and that will bring you to a list of scripts that all start with this util sequence. They're utility this and utility that is what they are. Those are all the home row mode scripts, and there are names like utility find first and I don't know, find next window, and I actually don't have the list here in front of me, but we can go get it real easily. And you can kind of tell by the name what it does. And what they've done is they've set JAWS up so that when you're in home row mode, various keystrokes activate that. For example, Tab doesn't normally activate util find next window. Can we go in there and find what these are? Let's do that. You can get to the default JSS by doing Control, Shift, and 0 in the numbers row, I think.
JAWS script manager dash left bracket default.jss right bracket default.jss.
I love it when a plan comes together. Yes, I do. Okay, so now we've got default open and we can do the Control L thing here.
Control L script list not selected at util.
And now let's just down arrow a little bit here.
Utility find first attribute 347 of 376.
So that's the thing about home row mode I hadn't told you about. You can skip from one attribute to the next. That is to say, you can find the first highlight, the next highlight, the next highlight, or the next bold, the previous bold, that sort of thing.
Utility find last attribute. Utility help. Utility move to child. Utility move to next window.
Here are the ones we're talking about. This utility move to next window, for example, is tied to the tab key. Let's go look at that at the moment.
Enter. Default.jss. Utility move to next window.
Now we're on that.
Semicolon left brace home row plus shift plus half right brace.
This means you've got to be in home row mode before it'll actually do that. The interesting thing is if you go into the documentation on this, Control D.
Control D.
Script information. General page. Script name colon. Utility move to next window.
Tab.
Could be attached to key chat.
Tab. Tab. Tab.
Category colon.
Tab.
Assigned to hotkey.
There's no hotkey listed there. And I'm not quite sure how they did that.
Okay.
Shift tab.
Assigned to hotkey. Okay.
Tab. Cancel. Enter.
Default.jss.
I'm going to have to unravel that mystery myself. But if you're in home row mode and you press the tab key, that guy gets activated, and I'm not quite sure how it happens. Here you can look at the text of this script and see how they're finding their way to the next window.
Bar. Handle this script.
They have a variable called grip. They use grip. I use grip as well. That's neat. I've seen other people use win handle and things like that for their handles. This is a variable called grip, and it's of type handle.
Let hgrip equals get next window left there, get current window left there, right there, right there.
That bit of text is a complicated function call. Actually, there are two function calls in there. They called two things. Get current window and...
Let hgrip equals get next window left there, get current window left.
Get next window. Those are built-ins that we can get at when we press Control-I and look at the list of functions that are available. We'll actually use those. And you can browse these scripts, all these utility scripts, and see how they're navigating the tree from one window to the next.
Untitled Notepad.
This time we're focused back on Notepad, and we're going to write a little script to explore the file open dialog and find the open button for us. And maybe we'll even click it. We'll see. So we are in Notepad. Insert T will confirm it.
Untitled Notepad.
And insert 0.
JAWS script manager dash left bracket notepad.jss right.
And let's find our test 2 script. Control L.
Control L.
Script list not TES. Test 2.
Enter.
Notepad.jss. Test 2. Blank.
We're back on our little test 2 function that we've been, or a script that we've been using for weeks here. It's tied to F12, and it currently doesn't have anything in it. We want to search for a string, basically. On the screen, there is the word open, and we want to find it. And we can't just search the screen for a string real easily without giving it some context to search in. You know, you can press Control, Insert, and F, the F key.
JAWS find what colon open.
And that will actually let you type in a text string that you can search for. We could go into the file open dialog, and then we could press this Control Insert F and type open into this little guy here, and it would go find the open button for us. But I want to do it a different way.
JAWS script manager.
If I didn't say it already, I know this is a ridiculous script. You don't have to find the open button in this dialog, but what we're going to do is use a function that's called find string. Well, find string, it turns out, needs the handle of a window to search. So we're going to have to give it a handle here.
Script test to blank.
Let's position ourselves on the next blank line after the opening statement of script test 2, and we'll declare a variable.
V-A-R. Enter. Tab.
We'll call it grip, but it's of type handle.
H-A-N-D-L-E space G-R-I-P.
I like to call my handles grip. Other people call them win handle and other things like that, but kind of grip works for me, so...
Enter.
Now we have a variable declared. It's of type handle, and handles are a lot like integers. You can mess around with them a little bit, get yourself in trouble. You can use sayInteger to say what the handle is. Not good to do mathematics or arithmetic on handles. You'll definitely end up doing something you don't intend to do. But we use them and just carry them around. Here's what we're going to do. We want to find the handle of the file open dialog. So what let's see here. What we know from playing around with home row mode is that when we are in that file open dialog, we're focused on one of the sub windows in the dialog. And its parent is the actual dialog window itself. So what we can do is call a function called getFocus. Let's actually do that at the moment. We'll write this. You can write this in more compact ways. We're going to write it one statement per line, so it's easier to understand. We've got to say let
L-E-T space
grip.
G-R-I-P space equals space.
Let's call it get. Now we're going to call get focus. And I think that's just, that requires no parameters, but let's go confirm it. We'll go into the control I here.
Control I.
Insert function 1, function name, function
G-E-T-F.
Field obtains the information in the field where the act.
That said get field. I'll tab over here.
Tab.
Function name, get field 1. Get file date used to get the last modified data.
I'm doing down arrows.
Get first child determines the first child window that may. Get first window provides the handle for the first window that is at the same logical level as a specified window handle here. Get focus obtains the window handle for the window that has a focus period. It always seeks the PC cursor or highlighted item that has a focus period. It does not take into account which cursor is active period.
That's cool. That's what I want. I want the one that the application thinks I'm focused on.
Enter.
Notepad.jss.
Well, that put me back to notepad.jss, meaning it didn't require any parameters. It can figure out where get where the focus actually is. By the way, go through that list of functions, even especially the get functions. Do the control I and go browse through the get what have yous. There's just an amazing amount of stuff that you can get, and 3.7 added a lot more functions. There are just some really neat things in there. Now we have
left grip equals get focus left there and right there.
We're going to call that get focus guy and get the handle of the window we're focused on.
Enter.
I'm on the next line. And what I really wanted was the parent of that guy, didn't I? Yeah, the actual handle of the dialogue. So let's go back into Control-I here.
Control-I.
Insert function 1, function name, get focus.
G-E-T-T.
Get parent determines which window created a specified child window period. For example, comma, when a dialogue box pops up, comma, it could be used to determine the window handle of the window that created the dialogue box period.
That's what I want. Okay, I'll press enter.
Enter.
This function starts with a window that is identified by a window handle period type.
Okay, that's the guy I want here is grip. Grip is my focus.
G-R-I-P.
So I'm going to pass the focus handle into this get parent function.
Enter.
Notepad.jss.
Now that put us back to the JSS file, and my text line says
get parent, left parent, grip, right parent.
Whoops, I didn't do that right.
Home.
We got to go to the left hand here and say let grip equal
L-E-T space G-R-I-P space equals space.
Now it says
let grip equals get parent, left parent, grip, right parent.
See what we did? We let grip equal the focus window, and then we let grip equal the parent of the focus. Now we believe we've got the handle of the main dialogue.
Length.
Let's say something about it. What should we have it say? Let's do a say string.
S-A-Y-S-T-R-I-F-G, snake, left parent.
Oh, maybe get window class, I think. Let's see if that's in here.
Control I.
Insert function 1, function name.
G-E-T-double-I.
Get window at point, function
tab,
function name, get window bottom, get window class. This obtains the window class name of a window period. Most standard Windows left parent, non-SDM Windows right parent have a window class name and a window type name period. Window class names are generally unique to specific Windows and specific applications.
Isn't the help cool here? Tells you what these things are all about.
Enter.
Parameter 1. This function provides information for the window that is identified by a window handle period. Type a variable name or choose a script function to provide the window handle.
Well, grip is our guy we want.
G-R-I-P. Enter.
Notepad.jss.
Now let's see what that did.
Say string left parent, get window class left parent, grip right parent.
Well, we got to close the parent on our right our say string, and that should do the trick.
Enter.
So now what we're going to do is say the class of the dialog window, and let's compile this and see if it will compile.
Control S.
Compile complete. Notepad.jss.
Control S. Compiled it. Back to Notepad here.
Alt tab.
Jaws.
Whoops, that's a
Jaws script map. Untitled Notepad.
There we
Untitled
go.
Notepad.
Now that we're back in Notepad, remember we have to, we're actually writing this for when we are in the file open dialog, so we better get there.
Alt F.
File new.
O.
Star.txt. Open file name. Star.txt.
Now let's, we're in that, we're actually focused on the text box where we type in our file name. We press our F12 hotkey.
Number 32,770.
It spoke the class of that window. I'm pretty sure that's right. We can go into home row mode and make sure, because it was a weird thing, and I think we were here before.
Home row on.
Insert space, did that. And let's see, we want to find a class. Select that with F3.
Subtype code real name. Save focus control at class.
Okay, we're on class.
Edit.
I'm currently, when I pressed F1, it said I'm focused on an edit. Let's press Shift F2 and go up one level and see what our type is there.
Number 32,770.
It's actually the class, not the type. That's the same thing that our script said, didn't it? So we know we really do have the handle of the file open dialog.
Home row off.
Let's go back to the script manager now and get bold. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the series or questions you'd like us to discuss here on the air, send your messages to scriptman@acbradio.org.